Welcome to Pain, Passion, and Purpose. I am your host, Shaquita Torres, where I share mental health education, biblical teachings, and tips to help you to heal on purpose so you can walk boldly in your God-given purpose. This podcast is sponsored by Empowered Purpose Academy, a certified online Christian academy where we provide services such as certification for Christian life coaches, mentorship for master's level aspiring and existing Christian therapists, mentorship for Christians, and continued education courses for the body of Christ. You can visit www.empoweredpurposeacademy.com to learn more and to download your free guide. If you like today's episode, please subscribe and leave us a raving review so that others can tap into the knowledge and wisdom that will be shared on this podcast. Thank you so much for being here. I'm going live also here on Facebook and YouTube. So welcome, everyone. Welcome. Good afternoon. Not sure if it's morning time, your time, or evening time, wherever your time zone is. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And thank you guys so much for coming on. If you're not able to stay on for the whole entire teaching today, then be sure to come back and watch the replay. It will also be on my podcast as well. For you guys to go back and listen to that as well. So today's teaching is going to be absolutely amazing. I have been definitely spending time with the Lord this morning and hearing his heart and what he has to say about this particular teaching today called the season of transition, the season of transition. And so many of you guys who have been following me for a little while now know that I have been doing this series that the Lord gave me called Seize the Season. It's called Seize the Season. And it's because many believers are not really fully aware of what season they are in their life. And also, you guys need clarity and also understanding of what that season could look like. Every individual is different. Everybody's journey is different. And so before I go into the teaching, I'm going to go over three quick things real quickly. Once again, welcome to everyone who's on live. My name is Shaquita Torres. I wear many hats, but most of all, I am a daughter of God, and my desire is to please him by serving him and serving his people in whatever capacity he tells me to do it. Okay. So first of all, if you're looking to become a certified Christian life coach, that program is officially open for enrollment. You can join for one day to look at module one of that program and to really have an idea what it consists of. So make sure you go to www.powerpurposeacademy.com. It's also in my profile on Instagram and also here on Facebook and YouTube. It should be in the description box. Also, I have a Faith and Mental Wellness Directory. If you are seeking to to expand your reach, consider joining the directory at Faith and Mental Wellness Directory.faith. Okay. I also have two new books I just wrote this year. One is called Unashamed. Those of you who are battling with shame in your life, this is a great book and tool for you to become unashamed. It's also in my profile as well. And then my newest book I have here is called 10 Stumbling Blocks for Christian Leaders. It's for those of you who are emerging leaders and also existing leaders too, who desire to avoid many of the pitfalls the enemy sets for us as leaders to cause us to stumble. It is amazing. I love this book. Oh my God, it's so amazing, you guys. It has audio teachings in here, assessments in here, and a lesson about each area God told me to teach on and write about. All righty. And so that's all for now. I have other things to discuss, but I don't want to spend all my time going over that. I will go over that even more at the end. Okay. So before I go into it, I want to go ahead and say a quick prayer and go ahead and get into today's teaching. So, Holy Spirit, I thank you, Lord. I invite you into this teaching on today. Holy Spirit, have your way. I yield myself to you, my voice, my ears, my eyes, my everything, Lord God, to say what it is that you want me to say. Father, I've studied. I took out time to hear your heart, whatever you want to add or take away. Holy Spirit, you have permission to do so. And so, Father, help me, Lord God, to speak in a way and teach in a way that people can understand it, take hold of it, and run with this message. I just name I pray. Amen and amen. And so today is part 10, you guys, season of transition. And I'm telling you guys, like, I can't begin to even tell you just how beautiful this journey has been for me as far as teaching this. When I say that, it definitely has brought up a lot of things that I've been through in past seasons as well, to really help you guys to, like, see, for one, live examples from my own personal life, right? Time, whenever I'm like, God, I got so much going on. I'm like, I got to do this, I got to do that, and I got to teach on Thursday or this day, whatever day I decided, to come up here and teach the word. And I'm like, God, I don't have the whole message yet. He said, do you trust me? I'm like, yes, guys. Okay, just sit down for a good hour and I'll give you the whole thing. And he has done that, y'all. I'm like, oh my God, this blew my mind. So it definitely has built my faith even more to trust that God's going to give me exactly what he wants me to have in a short amount of time to teach his people. So I thank God for that. Okay. So let's go into the definition of transition. Okay, that means the process or a period of changing from one state or condition to another. Okay, some other words that mean synonyms, that means transition, which are synonyms, are also change, move, passage, transformation, conversion, adaptation, adjustment, alteration, change over, metamorphosis, and shift, switch, jump, leap, progression, development, evolution, transfiguration, and transmutation. Okay, so many other words that also means transition, but I love to give alternate words to really drive home the understanding of that particular word, right? When we hear the word transition, what comes up for you? Okay. And so this season is where you experience sudden or significant change. It's a time where new things are happening to you spiritually, naturally, mentally, or emotionally, or all four at the same time. These changes can either be by choice, circumstances, the enemy, or God. Some of us also look at this also as the wilderness season. So the transition season can definitely be what we call the wilderness season for a lot of people, okay? Simply put, a spiritual transition is the in-between, the time between your internal awakening, meaning that God's doing the work on the inside of you, right? And to your external transformation. So meaning that the work is being done more so behind the scenes, but people from the outside will see it at a later date. Okay. It's a time between you finally embracing who you truly are and really being who God has called you to be. Okay. So when a God shift starts, your whole world can seem like it's falling apart. It's like all hell can seem to be breaking loose. Wave after wave, test after test will make you feel like you are being punished by God. Okay, that is so true. So when you in transition, you have different emotions going. There's so much going on at one time. And for me, and looking at this and studying this, the Lord was showing me, it's like having all these seasons that I talked about so far put into one season. You're going through healing. You're going through transformation. You're going through preparation. You're going through pruning. You're going through so many different things in this transitional period. All right. And so I'm going to share this with you right here. Galatians chapter 6:9 says this, and let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap a harvest if we do not lose heart. And so in this period, sometimes you want to give up, you want to throw in the towel, but like, God, where are you? God, what is going on? God, why am I going through this? Right. And it does not feel good. All right. It don't feel good. Okay. So here are some signs that you may be in transition. Here are some, but not all of them. One area of your life could be drying up, right? Meaning that, let's say it is your finances, right? Let's say you have been doing all you can. You've been making sure you've been a good steward over what God has given you, and your finances begin to shift and dry up, right? And you could be like, God, what is going on? God could be testing you in the area to prepare you for greater, okay? Also, let's say friendships, right? They could be shifting, they could be changing. You're like, God, why? Why this friendship, going through, this right here? God could also be testing their relationship and their friendship as well. Okay. Number two, a persistent thought, right? Sometimes we can have this thought of, okay, I hear God nudging me to do this, or my spirit, I feel as though right here in my career, right here in my job, I should be making a shift here. And it keeps coming up for you, but you're not 100% sure. And so I put here, it's important during this period to seek wise, godly counsel. Okay. Not counsel from the world, but wise, godly counsel. Okay. Proverbs 11:4 says this: where no counsel is, the people fail, but in a multitude of counselors, there is safety. Okay. Okay, this is what I do honestly all the time for my coaching clients. Most of the time, they're coming to me because they're in a certain area in their life where they're like transitioning, going through a lot, and God will give me revelation and insight as to where they are. And most of the time, it's confirmation for them. Okay, so seek godly, wise counsel. The number three is passion shifts. Okay, your passion about a person, a situation, an environment could be changing. You like, but I don't understand why. It could be everything could be going right, could be going perfectly right in that particular area, but your passion for it is changing. I see it a lot in our careers for sure. Whatever job God may have you on, right? You may feel that that need to shift. I remember whenever I was working at hospice. This was years ago, years and years and years ago. I worked there for almost 2 years. It was amazing. God used me greatly there. I love hospice, y'all. I love hospice. Okay. And so my season there was coming to an end. I was getting ready to go into transition. And like my spirit knew that. My spirit knew, God, my time here is up. Right, it didn't happen right away, but what God does, He wants you to start preparing yourself mentally and emotionally for the transition, okay? So that way you can walk into it a little bit easier. And so, we did go through a transition, and the transition was not easy, but it was necessary for what God wanted to do in my family's life next, okay? And the fourth one here I put, which is also making sure that you receive godly counsel, but they should be confirming what God is already showing you, right? Confirming what God is already showing you. So the next part here is, remember in the beginning of the series, the Lord had told me to compare our journey to a tree. Okay, and so I did that. I began to go and dig deeper into trees and how they transition. And as always, I begin to study how a tree transitions, the Holy Spirit began to drop nuggets for me to really share with you all today. And so it goes, says here, every year trees across the nation change their leaf color from green to gold, crimson, amber, and even jewel tone purple. Even though the leaves will eventually change in color and fall off, your tree's root system gets stronger. So the tree can focus all the nutrients on the roots so that the leaves can pretty much not dry up and take away everything that tree needs while they are transitioning, you guys. And so what happens, right? Okay, so I put that. So why do leaves fall off from a tree? Number one, the tree can become crowded. Some trees may have to lose their leaves again because they're getting ready to endure like this like dry season or even dry weather. And so the leaves are pulling nutrients, right? And so God said here, whenever we lose friendships and we're in hard situations, right? It feel like we're losing a lot, but really God is trying to preserve you during transition, you guys. And so, oh my God, that is so true. That is so true. So pretty much when the tree loses its leaves, it's definitely an example of us losing relationships for sure, because they will dry you out in the next season for sure. Number two, it's a pest or disease. So the leaves may have disease on it or pest on it, or even the branches as well. So it needs to shed in order to preserve the healthy parts of the tree. However, if you notice dead limbs on your tree, now would be a good the best time to eliminate them. And so they said this here because most gardeners are saying that whenever a tree is going through transition and losing leaves and things like that, they said avoid pruning at all costs. But sometimes you have to prune things in order to preserve the whole entire tree. And so wherever we in transition, God has to shut some stuff down. He has to take things away so that in our next season, it's not drying us out and depleting us from what he, want us to do as far as our energy. Okay. It was so good to be. All right, the next part here talks about to sow or not to sow, or prune or not to prune. Oh my God, this was so good, you guys. And so also the article says here, it says typically during transition and when the tree is being pruned, if it needs to be, right, then it says it's okay to start planting, other trees. My God. My God. And so when I read that, Holy Spirit told me this. He said, oftentimes, whenever we're in a season of transition, right? Everything is happening around us. It doesn't feel good. We can become weary, but at the same time, God can be giving us instructions, you guys, on what to do. So God may say, okay, I want you to sow here. Sow don't mean always financially. It could be financial, but also he could say, hey, I want you to put your time over here. Put your attention over here, minister over here, do this over there. And I was like, God, but I'm going through my own season right now. I'm in transition. I really don't have the extra to really do and to really pour out right now. But God said that, please be obedient because he's telling you to build it for a reason. And so that goes back to what I was just saying. The gardeners are saying that, even when a tree's going through transition, it's okay to continue to plant. It's okay to continue to sow and do different things around that tree. Okay. And it's the perfect time to do it because it will begin to like reap a harvest even as that tree is going through transition and things are falling off. All of it will grow together and produce fruit. My God, that was oof, that was good to me. All right. The next part here of a tree is the gardener has to be sure during transition that the root or the soil of the tree does not have fungi, mold, or other harmful bacteria that will cause this tree to dry out. I also call these blind spots. So know you guys, as a looking at a tree or even our life, right? For example, we see people all the time who look happy, who seem to be doing fine, but at the soil of that tree, it's a lot can be going on. It can be hurt, disappointment, rejection, unresolved trauma, all the things that I mentioned in this book right here, you guys. Imposter syndrome, okay? Bitterness, unforgiveness, all these things that can eventually dry out your tree. Okay. And the only person that knows that and who can really see that is God. This is why it says in John chapter 15 and 18, 15 and 1 says that I am the true vine and my Father is the gardener. He cuts out off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes. And so, in essence, what God is saying here, he was like, I have to check your soil during the transitional period. In a period of transition, I gotta make sure that everything is healthy so that way, whenever you begin to bear their fruit, the fruit is healthy. Okay. And so a gardener, in the natural, they have to go in and do some root work and some soil work. They have to go in and test that tree. They have to go in and check the soil and make sure the soil and the foundation is healthy and it's right. And God does the same thing to us. And we often can have what we call blind spots. Think about it, you guys. For the most part, the average Christian, right? Everything is going right. Everything is going good, right? It can be a little bit harder for God to get our attention and for us to like really just sit down and rest in Him and really seek Him on these type of areas in this book I just mentioned. So whenever we're in a period of transition, we become desperate. We're like, God, what's going on? God, what am I not doing? God, show me the areas that, you know, I need for, you know, need to work on. We're more apt to do that in times of distress than we are when things are going good. And so it's the perfect time for God to check your soil. It's the perfect time for God to come in and do a analysis on your life to make sure that you are ready and you are primed and you are being prepared for the next season. Okay. That's right, sis. Yes, girl. It was so good. I'm trying my best to just whoo, just like slow down because it's good, y'all. It's so good. It's so good. So the gardener has to treat the fungi and the mold. Each thing has to be treated differently. And so, of course, every tree is different. Every person is different. And God knows exactly what we need in order for us to have healthy roots, healthy soil, and healthy fruit from growth. Okay. And so also in this season, right, we are tempted to faint. We are tempted to say, you know what, God, this is just too much. God, I can't do this anymore. And I just kept hearing the Holy Spirit tell him, do not faint, do not faint, do not faint, do not faint, right? Let God have his way. Surrender to the process. Surrender to the process, okay? Because in transition, it's like so many different things going on at one time. Okay. As I said earlier, during this transition period, and it can be overwhelming. It can be exhausting at times, but stay connected to the vine, stay connected to the Holy Spirit, stay connected to your word, stay connected to community. Do not isolate yourself. Do not isolate. Probably like 2 weeks ago, I had one of my coaching clients tell me, Shakita, I was reading the word one day and she had came across a scripture in Psalms. I can't quote it, you guys. It just came to me just now. And she was saying that the word of God says that wherever we isolate ourselves, it is being selfish, to be honest. We're being selfish because like there are things like God is sharpening. He sharpens us through people. Okay, he irons us out by people. That's the word of God. Iron sharpens iron. Okay, so when you're around like-minded believers and those who will hold you accountable, those who will pray for you, it gives you strength. It sharpens you. It perfects you. Okay, you should not be a loner Christian, period. You should not be. I'm not saying have a whole group of friends and have everybody just like around you all the time, but you need at least one or two people who gonna ride for you, who going to pray for you, who going to intercede for you, who going to be able to catch the things that you cannot catch, especially during the transitional period, okay? It is very real, all right? She said, meaty. Woo, yes, sis. Come on now. We know. Don't we know, sis? Don't we know? So here are five things that God gave me that's happening in the transitional season. Number one, shedding of the old season, okay? Shedding of the old season. God desires to take us from glory to glory and from faith to faith. I did a live about that, teaching on that at the end of last year about that. It's on my podcast, YouTube, all that good stuff. If you want to look at it, just let me know, and I will post it up here or send you the link. But it's shedding of the old season, shedding of the old season. Number two, he wants to build the fruit of the Spirit in you, according to Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22, where it says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Okay. And so for me, most people that I work with or counsel with or friends with, for the most part, it's that patience part, y'all. It's that patience part, right? We as believers, people in general, want to see things manifest quickly, right? We want to see God do things in our life quickly, right? But think about it. If we are given things too quickly, number one, we cannot be prepared for it. Number two, we can become puffed up in pride. Okay, that's for sure. Three, also, you know, we don't have time to mature in character, mature in our stature like a tree does, right? Think about a tree, y'all. When tree fruit is like healthy and beautiful, that tree looks very mature, okay? That tree is not looking all skimpy and wimpy. It can't be leaning over to the side about to die, and the tree is beautiful, right? Our spirit is the stature like a tree is, okay? And the fruit is this right here in scripture, okay? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, all that good stuff, right? That is our fruit. And people eat from my tree, especially as leaders, right? They eat from my tree. So you want them coming to eat rotten fruit? So this is why this season right here is so important, okay? Number three, preparation for the next season, right? Preparing. What is God telling you to do now to prepare for the next season? This is one thing that my best friend gave me this word maybe a couple years ago. She said, Shakita, it's so important in every season of our life, whatever God is telling us to do it, because it is like a prerequisite for what He wants to do in the future. And so when I caught that revelation, whatever God gave me to do, y'all, I did it. It didn't make sense to me. I didn't always understand it. I didn't always want to do it. But I did it because I caught the revelation of, okay, God, if you're telling me to do XYZ now, it's for a reason. I might not see it right now. I might not see it next week or next month, but in the due time, I will understand and I will see what you're doing. Okay. Number four, testing. God has to test us, okay, before we get to this next level. Okay. I know many people personally, many people I see, are in this in this like transitional period. Okay. So he has to test us to see if we are ready for the next. And also, are we going to be faithful to him even whenever we are going through a hard season? Okay. And the final one here is healing, right? There's some areas that God may want to continue to heal you on so that way you're not bleeding on other people, okay? I know, and it's like in a, in the season of like transition, you lose so many different things at times that it hurts, okay? This season doesn't feel good, y'all. It doesn't feel good. It don't feel good. And so, of course, I said, God, who in the Bible went through this? And I'm not going to read this whole chapter again. I thought about this in, I think, the testing season. But going back to Joseph's story in chapter 41, in the book of Genesis, he went through this long, y'all. He went through every, we watched him go through every single season that I've taught on thus far. The infant stage. We watched Joseph go through preparation and testing and healing and all forgiveness. We see him go through the whole phase, y'all, and reach his ultimate destiny, which was to be the prime minister of Egypt, the ruler of Egypt, y'all. That was the primary goal that God had for his life long term. And like even now, okay, he had dreams, he had visions, right? I have definitely have dreams and visions about, things that God has called me to. But baby, my God, it has been a journey seeing some of these things, right, that I'm still waiting to see manifest. But I had to go through this season of testing and training and these different things in order to get that. And that's the same thing for every single believer. Every single believer, God will give you a vision of who you are, right? And oftentimes, right, in the word of God says here, it says God is the author and finisher of our faith, right? And so oftentimes God will show you the very end to give you a hope for the future. Okay, a hope and plan for the future so that way it can keep you encouraged and keep your eyes focused on Him and what God is having you do in each and every single season. Okay, so if you get a chance, go back and read about his story, and it's very beautiful. It's just see the transition between him going from a young teenage boy to a grown mature man was so amazing to me. Okay, the next question some of you guys might have is this: how long is a season of transition? Okay, so when I'm studying, I try my best to like really think, how I would think, but also how you guys would think, because oftentimes you guys might ask me questions in the chat about, hey, what about XYZ? And so the Lord was like, pretty much it depends on your response to your season, my God, and the call of God on your life. So the response is this, right? So if you were in a season of transition and you're not getting some of those lessons, that can definitely prolong your season. Okay. If you are not allowing God to do a work in you during that time, that can definitely prolong your season. And also the call of God in your life. God told me, Too much is given, much is required. That's Luke chapter 12 and 48. Again, look at the life of Joseph. Okay, he went through a lot. His call was great, you guys. You can see his brother sold him, right? He tried to kill him, right? So he went through a lot to get to that mighty, mighty call on his life. So too much is given, much is required. So if God is showing you some great and mighty things, know that it's going to be a transition. You're going to go through multiple seasons. Okay. All right. And so what should you do in during this season? Right. And so oftentimes, you know, people, when we in this season, we so desperately want to get out like, God, whoo, I'm ready to go. God, I'm ready to get out this season. Number one, you should ask God, okay, God, what is it in this season that you're trying to teach me so that way I can get this lesson and not have to keep repeating it over and over and over again? And I promise you, God, what he will, he will tell you, okay? I remember I asked God a question, okay, God, where am I at? Okay, what's going on? I try my best to do self-evaluation frequently. Because I want to make sure that, you know, I'm doing what I'm supposed to do in every season. Am I perfect? No, nobody is. Okay. So I ask him, how am I doing as a wife? Okay. How am I doing as a mom? How am I doing in my ministry? How am I doing in different areas, you guys? And he would tell you, okay. And then ask God, God, what do I need to do to really get this lesson in this particular area? And he'll tell you. He'll tell you. Okay. He will tell you. Okay. Number two, you should stay in your word, you guys. That's staying connected to the vine, staying connected to the Holy Spirit. Continue to stay in your word. And every season that can look different, right? You could be in your word deep, 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 or you can have so much going on, read a devotional. I tell people all the time, like, if you're going through a hard season and you don't have the energy or the stamina to really get in your word like you used to, at least read you a devotional. Okay, the Bible app has plenty of devotions in there that you can actually go in there and you can, download it and read every day and pick one that speaks to you in your situation. Okay, so read your word. Okay, in this season, it's warfare. It is spiritual warfare. The enemy is fighting you for your destiny. He is fighting you because he didn't want you to get what God has for you. He knows that if you get to the other side of this, that you're going to wreak havoc in the kingdom of hell. You are. You are. You are. Okay. And so make sure you put in your armor every single day. Okay. Ephesians chapter 6. Okay. Because therefore put on the full armor of God so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand. Okay. So you better armor up. Armor. Read the scripture. I did for sure. For me, well, I know that I'm embarking in an environment or a situation that I know is going to be very, like a lot of opposition. I put on my armor, you guys, and it works every single time. Number three, stay in a healthy community. Keep people who are negative talking and out of your ear, pretty much. Be careful what you share with other people. And again, just ask God, I want somebody to talk to, and this person is here. Should I share with them what I'm going through? And he would tell you. He would tell you yes, and he would tell you no. There have been times where I've experienced things for sure where I'm like, Lord, should I tell this person? He's like, nope, you can't trust them. Or he'll say, yeah, share this part with them and ask them to pray with you about that, right? And I'll do that. Okay. Stand on Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9. Earlier, I said this, and let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap a harvest if we do not lose heart. Okay. And so as I was typing this out, Holy Spirit reminded me of this right here that I'm experiencing right now. He said, share it. And I have no problem sharing it with you guys at all. And so I remember earlier this year, which is like March, I hosted the Faith and Mental Wellness Summit. And so in the fall, which was last year, the Lord told me, he said, write down and I'll let you know when to start building it out. But I want you to, you know, build a faith and mental wellness directory. And I'm like, okay. So I put it on my list, you know, on my to-do list, you know, for the future. And then probably around March, April after the summit, the Lord began to speak to me and was like, "Hey, go ahead and start building out the directory." And I might say, "What now?" Say, "What now, Lord?" I'm thinking it's gonna be like, like down the line, like maybe a year or so later, because I already got so many different, things going on. And it also costs money to build things, okay? And so I sat there for about a good week and I was like, "God, are you sure you want me to do this right now?" And he was like, "Yeah, do it right now." And so I'm like, "Oh, but God." So I begin to like dig, I begin to research it, and I'm like, "Y'all, this is a lot of work and it's a huge financial investment." And I said, "Lord, I don't have the money to do this, right?" He said, "Do you trust me?" I'm like, "Yes, God, I do trust you." So I had to get the domain. Even God, you guys, God even showed me the domain to actually purchase. I was going to do a subdomain from the summit, but God said, "No, I want you to get a separate domain from that, so that way that it will really show up in your SEO." And I didn't really know that at the time. So I began to Google it. I'm like, "Oh my God, you were so right, Lord. Like if I do a subdomain, it's not going to really, show up in Google search results the way it need to." And so of course, as you guys know, like when you Google it, so you want it to pop up. And so it said do a primary domain and not a subdomain in order to get it to be ranked in Google. So I did that. I think it took like 90 days, no, 60 days for it to actually be able to be transferred. So I had chose this one directory company that had gave me a really good deal, and I tried it out, but you guys, it was not working. So, like, God, this is not working. So then I went to another directory, and they actually offered me a really good deal, but I needed to actually make a huger investment up front. And I'm just like, "God, I don't have this. God, I don't have it." So I told my husband, and of course, in the beginning, he's like, "Babe, are you sure?" He was like, "Cause you don't have it." And I'm like, "I don't." He said, "Okay." It's like maybe a not even a whole week later, he came up to me. He said, "Babe," he was like, "I'm going to make the investment into this directory for you." He said, "I'm going to put it on my credit card," and I was like, "Y'all," I started crying. I was like, "Are you sure?" Because my husband has definitely been there for me through so much when it comes to building what God's called me to build. Okay. And I was just overwhelmed because I'm like, "God, I know that was you," because my husband was like, "Look, we've been building, you've been investing for years, okay? Right? We ready to see the harvest of this thing, right?" So he did, right? So I began to like, build out the directory. Y'all, me and God built the directory out. Nobody did it for me, okay? It was me and the Holy Spirit. And that's like, no lie, me and God built it out. And so, I built it out, I launched it, right? And I'm like, I knew it takes time for things to like build and get some, momentum, right? People said they wanted to join, actually didn't join, right? And that's okay. I'm not the kind of person that holds stuff against people because of certain things. Like, I don't have time for that. I don't have time. Okay. Either you're gonna do it or you're not. Okay. And so I remember driving, I said, "God," I said, "now I know you told me to do this." I said, "Lord, okay, people are not joining. I don't know what else to do. I didn't do what you asked me to do." And y'all, in that moment, I was driving, God said, "I am not going to put you to shame." He said, "My God," he said, "your husband sowed a seed," right? Which was to pay, pay for it. He started being built out. "And you watered it, my God." Water meaning that I took out time to build it and research it and learn it and understand it. He said, "It's my job to make it grow. So put it back on me. It's my job to make what I told you to build to grow." Y'all, I cried so hard because it was just so, he was so clear with me on that. And it hit the core of my soul. And so I'm sharing it with you all to know and understand that whatever season that you're in, whether you're in a season of transition, healing, wherever you are, and God is telling you to do something, do it. Please do it. And so now, even now, God has given me like more understanding and revelation about what's to come. Okay. The directory is not just for now, it's for the future, about what's going to happen in the world, right? And so God is using that as an avenue for people to be able to access, people who are truly led by the Holy Spirit, because we're going to need it, y'all. We are going to need Holy Spirit to guide us in all things, whether you're a therapist, a life coach, a doctor, wherever capacity you work in, God wants to be invited in it. Okay. And people are looking for that. Even unbelievers are looking for that, y'all. They are looking for something new. Okay. So will you build the something new that God is asking you to build? I've even been criticized before. People saying, oh, well, why are you building that? Because so and so already has this. Why are you doing this? Because so and so already has this too. And I'm like, y'all don't understand kingdom. Y'all don't understand. This is what God has asked me to do. So whether someone else have it or not, I am Shakita, okay? I cannot compare my journey and what I'm doing to anybody else's. And so yes, other people are doing what I'm doing for sure, right? Other companies, other directories, whatever you want to call it. But God gave me a specific assignment for a specific reason. And so don't even say, okay, well, God, so-and-so already doing it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. There's nothing new under the sun, y'all. It really isn't. Y'all, there's people like this world is so huge, you guys. Like, we don't have to let, don't allow people or even yourself to limit your mindset and what it is that God wants to do through you. Okay? Be obedient. Be obedient to that. Okay? And so here it is, Romans chapter 5, verse 5 says this, and hope does not put us to shame because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Okay. Isaiah chapter 49 and 23 says this, my God, kings shall be your foster fathers and their queens your nursing mothers. With their faces to the ground, they shall bow down to you and lick the dust of your feet. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Those who wait for me shall not be put to shame. And so here is pretty much saying, like, wait on God. Wait on God. He is not going to be, put you to shame on what he's calling you or asking you to do. And so here, this is what I put in all bolds: build, baby, build. Build, baby, build. Okay, build what it is that God is telling you to build. If you need to learn it, take out time to study. I get asked so many times, how do you do this and how do you do that? Y'all, I had to sacrifice the time, the energy, and the finances to learn it. It is your, when God gives you a vision, it is your responsibility to take out time to understand a vision and to take out time to learn, right? No one's going to do it for you. They're not. And honestly, it's like you can't even buy your way into like getting someone to do it because they're not going to be able to execute it or lay the foundation for it the way God has given it to you. All right. So do not waste what it is that God has given you to build. So for those of you who are just getting on, I'm talking about the season of transition. If you want to go back and look at hear the beginning of this teaching, you guys, it's so amazing and so powerful. And so I'm going through the comments real quickly. Someone posted up here. Let me see. Yeah, she said, I just asked for prayer in my women's ministry group for clarity. Wow. Yes, sis. Yes. Okay, and then, but whoa, this is a meaty. Yes, amen. And so I'm going to say a prayer. That's all I have for this particular teaching, you guys. And then I'm going to get off. All righty. So, precious Holy Spirit, we thank you for your word. Holy Spirit, I thank you, Lord God, for just giving us insight and clarity about the season of transition. Father, help us, oh Lord God, to put on our armor every single day, no matter what season we're going through, God, so that God, we'll be able to withstand the fiery darts of the enemy. The enemy does not want us to succeed. He does not want us to build what God is calling us to build. Holy Spirit, God, help us to see any areas that we may need to grow in, heal in, prepare in, and so much more. The season of transition is so important for us to reach us full maturity, Lord. And so, Holy Spirit, I ask you, God, to continue to give us insight and clarity for those who are on now and heard the message now or even later. Father, speak to them, God. Speak to them in areas that I haven't even talked about or even said because, God, you are omnipresent, God. You are omnipotent, Father. You know exactly what your children and what your people need. Father, I thank you for your word, God. God, I honor your word, Father. Father, I pray, God, for those who are going through a hard season, God, to continue to be with them, encourage them, Father, strengthen them, God. Holy Spirit, give them a right now word. It's going to help them to gain strength, Lord God, and continue to walk, continue to push, continue to plow. Father, everything that we do is not going to be easy. We're going to face opposition, Father, but God, with you, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And so, Holy Spirit, remind us of your word. Remind us that, God, we have authority in you. We have authority in our prayer. We have authority through your word. We have authority in community, in healthy community. Holy Spirit, help us, God, to not be fearful, to seek out wise counsel from those who are sent by you. Holy Spirit, help us to be able to identify who those people are who can come with us, God, and agree with us, God, and speak life into us, God, and not death, God, or discouragement, Lord. Father, help us, God, to be even more discernful in this hour, to know what to do and what not to do. Father, help us, God, not to waste time, to not be distracted, to not allow spirits of hindrances, Lord God, and control, Lord God, to steer us off course. Help us, God, to keep our eyes on our kingdom given assignment, Lord. Help us, Holy Spirit, to put you first, God, in everything that we do. Father, I speak life into every single person who's on right now, for those who will come on later, Lord God, for them to just remember, God, the goodness of you, God, to never ever forget how good you are, no matter what may come our way, God. God, the world is going through a shift, God. The world is changing ever so swiftly, but God, you remain the same. God, I thank you. You remain the same, Father. You're the same God today, yesterday, and forevermore. And God, we thank you, God, that you are our anchor. We thank you, Holy Spirit, God, that you anchor us in your word, anchor us in our prayer, anchor us in fasting, anchor us, God, in consecration, Lord. Help us, Lord God, to get ready. Help us, oh Lord God, to put on our whole entire armor every single day, every day, God. Help us, God, to pray without ceasing, Lord. And so, Father, we thank you for your word today. I pray, God, that every single person has received something from this message today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You're so welcome. It's I am Janine B. You're so welcome. You're so welcome, sis, the Wealthy Crown. Thank you, guys. So I'll see you guys next week. I don't know what the next one's going to be. I don't think this is the last one. This is part 10, but I think it's maybe like one or two more, and then it'll be done. So, yeah, I thank you guys so much for watching, and I'll talk to you guys soon. Thank you guys so much over here on Facebook. Oh, I saw anything. This is from Brother Alonzo. Yes. Don't give up. Do not give up, brother. Listen, I see you on social media, on Facebook, posting your heart out. So, brother, keep going. Keep plowing. It is so worth it. It's so worth it. And this is, okay, he said, be obedient. That's right. That's right. Be obedient. Be obedient. All right, so I will see you guys next time. You guys have a blessed day. Thank you so much again for watching. All right, bye-bye. Thank you so much for being here today. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share with your family and your friends. And please stay tuned for more content. If you would like, also, you can download my free ebook at www.shaquitatorres.com and stay in contact with me to learn about new courses, new workshops, and new content that I'll be coming out in the future. Thanks again. Talk to you soon.